This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out every Saturday with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. We're in here, a couple of pasty white computer geeks. However, I did get some sun last Saturday. I was out in the old, we made our annual, a pilgrimage to one of the best beaches on the planet in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And I'm back rested and not as pasty white as I used to be. Dennis, you're going to work on that, right?
I am later today.
All right, very good. Very good. We got to keep our... get some style here. But we're here for you guys. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. Otherwise, WTIC is the number to call. It's the only number you can call. It is the number. Get online. We're also on the old Facebooks if you want to check out our pasty white complexions over at WTIC's Facebook page. You can check us out there and you can put some comments in there as far as questions, and we'll do our best to get your calls or your questions noted over the air as well. Or we'll respond to you live during the broadcast as well on that Facebook page, over at WTIC's Facebook page. So it's been a very busy week, right, Dennis? As usual and customary, we have some technology news for you, and we're chock full of it.
Yeah, we have a lot of news. Big story that I came across is that the FBI is investigating Chinese Huawei company equipment.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been used to disrupt nuclear arsenal communications.
Yikes.
Yeah. Apparently, the Chinese government wanted to put up a pagoda on a hill in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
And they were shipping things to be built into it in diplomatic pouches, which means nobody can inspect them.
Diplomatic immunity.
And yes. Oh, yeah. Lethal Weapon 2.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Great movie. Anyway, they were shipping stuff to be put in there in diplomatic pouches. And eventually, our federal government put a stop to it. This thing did not go up.
Okay. Eventually, everything. That's kind of how they work. Eventually,
but it apparently took them a little while to kind of put together what was going on and mm-hmm. where it could have gone wrong, and then they knew enough to say, "No, can't do it, guys. Sorry."
Right.
The other concern that they have mm-hmm. is that there's a lot of Huawei hardware out there on America's cellular networks.
Yeah,
that was intended to deploy the 5G protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those are in cell towers out in the Midwest.
Okay.
And if you don't know, I'm going to tell you, a lot of the nuclear silos are in the Midwest.
Sure.
So they could have picked up on any kind of wireless telecommunications from, you know, the nuclear system. So the FBI is looking into that. They're trying to figure it out. Now, a couple of years ago, Congress budgeted some money to give out to telecommunications providers to pull out their Huawei hardware and replace it.
Good.
FCC is responsible for getting that money out. They're having trouble with it because one of the problems, of course, is accounting for all of the ripping out and replacement. They're not just going to pay a company and then say, okay, well, when you guys get to it, replace this stuff. No, I mean, it's all got to be accounted for. The other problem is they haven't had enough budgeted for them to do it all.
Right.
And at the moment, the best reimbursement they're giving out is about 40% of the cost. So they need to get a bigger budget from Congress. Hopefully they will. And hopefully Congress will light a fire under them to get this money out a little quicker. But this is a big deal.
Yes, this is
a very big deal. And I remember several years ago, this became a controversy because it took a little time for everybody to put together that a lot of the 5G equipment that was being deployed at that time in preparation for a 5G network all came from Huawei, of all companies. And it was all a collective of the individual buying decisions by all the telecommunications carriers that basically put Huawei and in the driver's seat and made them kind of a monopoly for 5G hardware.
Amazing.
And
what could go wrong, Dennis?
What can go wrong? Let me list the ways.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And then to get the FBI involved, you know, we have to fill out, as a Cisco partner, a ridiculous amount of attestations having to do with whether or not we're going to ship a firewall, a Cisco firewall, to Iran. Or, you know, you have to make sure you're not going to do anything. Of course, we don't sell to Iran, but you wouldn't believe the stuff that you're attesting to for a little company like us to be a Cisco partner. But Verizon can buy Chinese stuff to put in our infrastructure? Yeah, sure, why not?
Apparently.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how those procurement deals were handled. It could have been that Huawei had, you know, third party you know, resellers, and Verizon doesn't necessarily know where the hardware originated from.
Right.
And I mean, you can obfuscate this stuff every which way from Sunday.
You can put a little sticker over it, you know, Cisco over the Huawei logo.
Or you can just invent some other company name.
Yeah.
Give them an office in, you know, San Jose, so it looks like they're a Silicon Valley company.
Right.
And all it is a front for Huawei.
The installers know. They're hanging this stuff up there. And it probably says made in China on the back of it, as it is.
True.
In other news, so, as you guys might have heard, I think the governor made a big announcement about re-employ CT, right? So you guys remember during COVID, all the unemployment issues where people couldn't even get their unemployment in there because of the 40-plus-year-old system that, of course, our state of Connecticut is operating under for how to process unemployment.
Yeah, running on COBOL on a VMS system.
Correct. Ancient stuff. So they went and spent $65 million. Half of it from the Fed and half of it from you and I to make sure that.
Well, isn't the Fed and you and I?
That's true. Sorry. Okay. You're right. Sorry, Dennis. I can't believe I said that. $65 million from our pockets to put in a new employment system for the Department of Labor called Re-Employ CT. That's a great, very catchy name, right?
Oh, yeah.
Re-Employ CT. And since July 24th, when I think it went live, 50% of the claims are fraudulent.
Fraudulent?
Surprise. So it turns out when your system is so old and crappy you can't process a claim, well, that seems to be a good deterrent to people submitting false claims, right? So if you can't figure out how to, you know, if it takes a punch card to make the process work, you're probably not going to get it in there. But once you modernize the system, you're then able to put in massive amounts of fraudulent claims. And according to the CBIA, and according to our own clients calling us saying, we're finding these fraudulent claims on our Department of Labor system, and the Department of Labor's IT department telling our customers, well, you must have been breached.
Oh, yeah.
Laughable.
Yeah.
Until we found this article saying, because we were doing all sorts of, hey, what's going on?
I know a couple of my colleagues were doing essentially cybersecurity audits. They were putting in an hour or two,
right?
Just, you know, tracking down certain factors, adding up certain numbers to try to figure out where the breach could have been and what it could have been.
Meanwhile, the CBIA had done a story that 50% of the claims are fraudulent. Thank you, guys in Connecticut. I mean, I know we can't have nice things because we can't afford them. But $65 million system, and once you turn it on, half your claims are fake, and you guys don't know that?
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Right.
I mean, it's the year 2022. You had a cybersecurity czar. Where did he go? I mean, he didn't know anything about cybersecurity. But what's going on, guys? A brand new system, half of them are fraudulent. And these businesses are saying, oh my gosh, they're telling me where I'm breached. No, the Department of Labor system is, of course, garbage. Half of them are fraudulent. That is the definition of garbage.
Well, that's the real insult here is that, you know, it's one thing that they have a good system that's so good that it encourages fraud because it's very quick. But
good being quick.
Right. But you can't then have a lot of fraudulent claims come in.
Right.
And then turn around and tell the businesses that are paying your bills into the unemployment fund that it's their fault that the fraudulent claim was put in. And, oh, you go talk to your IT guys because they did something.
And adding insult to injury, I mean, through the whole COVID thing, unemployment claims have cranked up like crazy. So small businesses, the folks that are supposed leaders seem to care about, that whole unemployment insurance taxing, we're going to get nailed by it, right? They're not taking care of that for small businesses. Small businesses have to write those checks. And guess who didn't shut them down? The government shut the small businesses down. It wasn't their choice. But then the government's making the small businesses pay for the unemployment caused by them shutting them down. And then, of course, there are 50% of the claims are fraudulent. You can't make this up.
I know.
It's the year 2022, horrible. And here's where we are. Again, what are we doing, people? We pay for the highest costs of government in the country. We pay a premium. It's gold-plated government in Connecticut. And here we have a brand new system, and half the claims are fraudulent.
And then the people that run it lie to the businesses about it.
And tell them they're the ones that the issue is. It's frustrating. It's maddening. I can't believe the news doesn't have more of it talking about it.
Oh, I know.
It.
I was looking for news articles on it. It's just not there.
They did the little press release with the governor saying, hey, we got this new system going.
Yeah.
But no.
That's it.
It's junk. Come on. I'll put the link up here from the CBIA. You can read the actual story. Reemploy CT. I guess if you feel like you're unemployed, because you can submit a claim and they'll pay it. Pick a company, go anytime, whatever. Hey, it is what it is over there. It's free reign. They have no checks and balances for how they process claims.
Right.
Amazing. It's just amazing. I'm gobsmacked by it, as you can probably tell. I'll put the link up there for you. You guys can read it yourself. Three lines open for you if you want to chat about any of the things we talked about, Huawei or Reemploy CT, or your computer issues, the little issues you're having with your systems. We're happy to help you with those too, because otherwise we'll be talking about our kids and our cats. We'll be right back. There you go, Carolyn. It is Shark Week, and everyone's talking about the shark attacks that are out there. My wife hates it when I bring up the Year of the Shark. Do you remember the Year of the Shark?
I don't.
Carolyn's too young to remember the Year of the Shark. So the Year of the Shark was just before 9/11. Everybody on the planet was being eaten by a shark, according to NBC News and Matt Lauer.
I thought that was Sharknado.
No.
Okay.
All these stories about people being attacked by sharks. And then, of course, September 11 happened, and of course, our focus changed. And they went back and looked at the stats during that shark, the Year of the Shark reporting, where everybody's getting eaten by a shark. Turns out it wasn't any more than any other year.
Oh, really? Imagine that.
Oh. And of course, you're seeing the stories now about all the shark attacks. So they got this is, again, nothing going on in the news. But there's plenty going on in the news. They just don't seem to want to focus on it. But we'll go over there. That's not our job today. Let's get online if you guys want to. 860-522-9842. Three lines open for you. WTIC 9842. Help you remember. And Dennis and I will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And if you're the Connecticut cybersecurity czar, call in. I'd love to talk to you. I think the last guy is long gone. Yeah. I don't think the position's been filled. And clearly we have an issue.
Clearly. You think?
With your own systems, guys. But I digress. Let's go to your calls. Jonathan in East Windsor first. What's happening, Jonathan?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
Pretty good. Was wondering if you could give me some advice. So I'm having an issue with Netflix. I've been streaming for a while. I got rid of my cable and everything. No problems for a couple of years. In terms of Netflix, for some reason, I cannot connect. But everything else, my home Wi-Fi works fine. I'm streaming my YouTube TV. I'm using, you know, my phone with Wi-Fi. The interesting thing that I found is I followed all the instructions, you know, the troubleshooting where it tells me to, you know, restart my device, my streaming device, my home, you know, modem. Mm-hmm. I've done all of that. What I have found is that if I use a wired connection, so like on my home computer, or if I go off of Wi-Fi on my phone, I can connect.
Okay.
So I don't really know where to go from here. Since most things work, just it seems to be Netflix and Hulu is probably the other one that I've tried that I can't connect to.
Okay. What's the device you're using to do the streaming that doesn't work? Is it a Roku? Is it a...
So I have two, mostly Rokus, but I also have a Google, a Chrome stick or a Chromecast?
How old is that Chromecast?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How old is that Chromecast?
It's probably only a year or two old.
Oh, so it's
all right, that should be pretty good.
Yeah, the current modern-day Chromecast. And then the Rokus, are those guys pretty old, or are they current?
No, I mean, within the last couple of... I'd say within the last couple of years.
Okay.
All right.
Hmm. So you're able to stream other applications, but not these. I was leaning toward the device having issues processing the information. These are wireless, obviously. Are you connecting over a 5G internal network or a 2.4G? And the 5G we talk about has nothing to do with cellular.
This is 5 gigahertz radio band,
right. not the generation.
5G protocol.
Yeah, what are you connecting with, Jay?
So I've tried both.
Mm-hmm.
And same issue.
2.4 would be our recommendation. It's better for streaming.
Yeah, any kind of streaming, 2.4.
Now, what kind of router do you have, Jay? Jonathan.
I have an Aeris surfboard. It's the SBG10. It's just one of the one. You know, I have Cox for my internet service, so that was just one of the one. I purchased that one on my own. It was one of the ones that they, you know, that they had on.
All right,
a recommended one.
It's the wireless that's on board the modem, right? Or is it a separate wireless router?
No, it's a combo.
Okay.
I'm gonna
call it. I'm gonna say there's just something inadequate about that wireless hardware that's built into that modem. And what I would suggest is you go out, get yourself a real good Wi-Fi router separately. Turn off the Wi-Fi that's in the modem. Turn on the Wi-Fi in your router and use that to connect.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in general, it's always going to be better to have a dedicated device doing a thing. I mean, you want your cable modem to be your cable modem.
Mm-hmm.
It does nothing other than transmit your internet over coax from the cable network.
Right.
Then, if you want Wi-Fi and a network router inside your home, you have another device that does that for you separately.
Mm-hmm. And what's your internet speed over there? Just curious. What's your download speed? Do you know?
So the plan that I have is up to 200.
Okay.
Download.
And what are you getting? I love it when they say up to 200.
I can tell you. Let me see it because I'm in my account now.
You're doing a speed test because what the account says.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'll do the speed test.
You may not have enough time. You've got literally 40 seconds.
Okay. It is, it's doing it now and it's like 236, 237.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful for any kind of streaming.
Yeah, plenty of speed there. So, back to what Dennis said. Consider the device maybe be the issue. Maybe do some speed tests too on your wireless devices if you can, but you probably can't do it on the Roku. But maybe an upgrade is in your future here, Jonathan, like Dennis said. Otherwise, that's all we got for you, because the other devices are young enough that they should be able to process the information. So that's the only thing we can think of.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was figuring maybe I would need to replace that. And I know that you guys have recommended having the separate, modem router. So, maybe it's just time to do that.
Very good. See you later.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And coming up at 10:05, our favorite geek down there in Florida, Wes Bryan will join us from IT Pro TV, and he'll explain to you, once you get certified, what you can do with them, what those certifications mean, how you can monetize those for your future. And so he'll be on at 10:05, so stick around for that. And let's get to your calls, 860-522-9842. And I did a little bit of Googling to try to figure out where the cybersecurity czar is here in Connecticut. I don't think we got one.
Oh.
I think after Art House left, they didn't bother filling the position. And it seems as though Reemploy CT might want to talk to somebody in cybersecurity, considering half of the folks that are putting in for unemployment are fraudulent claims. Half. I mean, that's breathtaking. And they're processing our hard-earned money from small businesses who pay into the unemployment insurance pool.
Mm-hmm.
And cutting these checks and are okay with it. And then they're telling the companies, eh, it's your fault. Thanks, guys.
Oh,
we pay for gold-plated government here in Connecticut, and that's what you get. Ah, welcome to Connecticut. Let's get to your calls. I am a little fired up about it because it's ridiculous that it's happening in this day and age. Let's go to Jay in Hamden. What's happening, Jay?
Hi, great show, and here's my question.
Yes, sir.
A major sport last Monday came out with a new streaming service so you can watch their games on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And it claims I can only do it on my iPhone. It claims I cannot connect up to my computer or my AVI Lightning to my TV. Can an app be written so that it can detect I'm trying to do that?
Yeah, it can be.
It can, yes.
What's the major sport, Jay? I'm curious.
If it's okay to mention it, because they may not be a sponsor. NFL Plus.
Okay, so they're saying if you want to use this app, you have to do it only on an iPad?
iPad or iPhone or an Android, whatever they're called.
Oh.
Okay.
So
mobile devices only through their app.
However, there are if you go to see if it works on Android TV. Android TV is an Android iOS, and I use Shield, NVIDIA Shield that runs Android TV. A lot of TVs themselves have Android TV built in. So you should first go find out if they'll support Android TV, and then you could consider a streaming tool that has that operating system as a way to actually watch the information, the NFL games that you're trying to watch. I would be surprised if they don't load it, but it is something that does happen, right? So each of these apps can be limited by the actual device. So I'll give you another example. Amazon Prime, right? We used to rent movies through Amazon Prime app on our Android TV device. And because Google wants a 30% VIG on every purchase made within the app, Amazon said, you know what? I'll have these people go to the app, rent a movie through a different method, using their phone or using the computer rather than through the actual TV app. So these companies can all fight with each other about how and where the app can run. And they know where the app knows where it sits. So there is ability to do that, Jay. But I would bet you that the NFL wants you to be able to watch it on a TV because without NFL, big TVs wouldn't be a thing. So,
they're trying to. They can't because they have long-term contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get the whole ball of wax themselves, and no more YouTube, no more whatever streaming.
Right. Well, you look at Nesson; those guys think $30 a month is a good idea for watching Boston games.
I can barely believe that they would even make that price public.
Nuts.
I mean, come on.
So they're all trying to do this, Jay. The NFL is saying, why do I need broadcast network? I'll just have people pay for it. They're kind of right.
The unfortunate thing is in Hamden, you can't. I've tried even with some really, really. I'm a ham radio operator, so I've really tried to work with antennas to try to pick up Fox out of Hartford and CBS out of Hartford. No go. I can only get ABC and a couple other independent.
Did you use a tinfoil? Aren't you supposed to wrap tinfoil around those rabbit ears? So Dennis might have an answer for you.
Well, I was just going to say that I found an article on the NFL website that confirms exactly what he reported. You can only watch NFL Plus on a mobile device.
Now, here's the other aspect
of this. You can't watch it. It explicitly says you can't watch it Live on your television or computer desktop.
Okay, so then you can test this by seeing if you can Chromecast it. So you can have it on your mobile device and then cast it to your TV. I bet you can do that.
I would think so,
You can also...
That's a new one to me. What's casting?
What's casting? Well, what the heck, Jay? Are you still dealing with ham radios? I'm just kidding. Casting has been around for a long time. So Chromecast is a thing where you take your mobile device and whatever video you're watching, you can have a recipient device, whether it be the NVIDIA Shield I gave you an example of, or Chromecast itself is a little puck that you plug into your TV and it actually accepts these casts. You would have the video casted from the app to the TV. I would suspect they would allow that. Also, I bet you can connect your phone output to a big screen. Have you tried? You have a micro HDMI connection there?
I do, but here's the problem. I don't have what's called an Apple. I have an Apple phone.
Yeah.
And a dumb old 32-inch TV. It's HD TV. It has an HDMI input.
All right.
But I supposedly need a Lightning AV to do the connection.
Yes, sir.
I do not have.
Apple wants its piece. So these ridiculously expensive cables.
Yeah, it's just a cable that you have to get, and it is going to be costly, but it can be done.
It's like $50. Yep.
Yeah.
The cheapest one you'll find is about $50.
Well, that's like a beer at the NFL stadium. So if you go ahead and plug that cable into your phone and then connect it to your TV, there's a way around it. But yeah, we're Rube Goldberging it again, right? How hard is it to get a broadcast these days of something? It's like we've never learned how to do this stuff again. It's all restricted and all, how can I make you buy these things?
Yep, and then the unfortunate switch over in 2009 because analog TV came in beautifully from Harvard here.
Right.
Right.
And then the NFL itself, I mean, they don't even tackle anymore. I mean, you can't tackle a guy, so why even watch it? NFL's okay. Not what it used to be.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. So... yes, you can find an app. Again, I was going to bring this up a long time ago, but I couldn't believe it. Amazon Prime removed the ability to rent a movie within the app on the device. I could easily just go ahead and rent the movie. My $1.75 goes through the system. But, of course, Google wants 30% of that. And Amazon said, 30%?
Oh.
They said no, and now I can't rent anything. So, progress. We're making progress. Let's go on to Tom in Harwinton. Happening, Tom.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. What's up?
Well, apparently Microsoft forced something called Focus Assist on me during the week you were on vacation.
How dare they?
And I had a problem with it, but believe it or not, while I was sitting on hold, I fixed it.
Ooh, we love that.
Let me ask you something different, if I could.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
All right. So I went to the Computer Talk with Tab website, and I clicked on podcasts, mm-hmm. and it really doesn't look the way it used to. I assume I'm still going to the right place. So all I see are dates with podcasts that I can play. It used to be that you had links out there that you could click on to, you know, hear specific things.
Well, no. The podcasts are controlled by Odyssey. Joey uploads the two different podcasts, Hour 1 and Hour 2. Yeah. And that's how that works. That's an audit. We've been doing it that way for years. Well, Odyssey has been doing it that way for years and years and years and years and years. We don't have it broken down by specific topics.
Oh.
You have to listen to the whole podcast, Tom.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Now I got to listen to a whole podcast to find something in a 39-minute podcast that probably lasts 5 minutes.
What, you got something better to do, Tom, than listen to us? What are you talking about?
Fixing Focus Assist.
No, you know, we have us in the background, and you know, occasionally, you know, you'll hear us say something important, and there it is. There's something helpful.
When I call in, today was a very, very rare occurrence. I had the phone on speakerphone, and I had it sitting on the desk while I was playing on the computer.
Yeah.
And I could actually hear you talking without any problem.
Correct.
Normally, the volume is so low, if I breathe, I can't hear you talking.
Yes, and that's been an issue forever here at WTIC. I brought it up as a caller myself. When you're on hold, the volume was too low. So the callers could barely even hear the show or the station as they were sitting on hold. They must have fixed it finally, because it makes sense to me that you, because what happens if you don't fix it, you as the caller, what do? Turn up your radio, which of course is not what we want in talk radio, because then we have this echo and you're 7 seconds behind.
Right.
So they finally fixed the audio. That's great. Wonderful. The caller should hear you.
Well, hold on, Eric.
Uh-oh.
I took the phone off speakerphone.
Yeah. Put it to your ear.
I put it up to my ear with the volume up full blast. I can barely hear you if I breathe.
Hmm. Well, I don't know about that, Tom.
They fixed it partway.
No.
On speakerphone, I can hear.
They don't have that power.
No, they don't. They don't have any power to affect your phone that way.
No, I think that's another issue. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what that issue is, but there has been a constant issue of not having enough volume when on hold. I've brought it up numerous times over the years.
Having it work on speakerphone is 99% of the battle.
Yeah, it is. That way you can hear.
When I come on the air, I can hear you right now. Not really well, but I can hear you.
You can't hear us really well? What?
I can hear you better than when it's up to my ear and I'm on hold. It's about the same as when I'm on speakerphone.
It feels like I'm troubleshooting the station.
Well,
I don't even work here. I don't even work here. Maybe there's an engineer listening, but yeah, I hear you, Tom. It's all these different phone systems that they got to deal with. All the different, you're going from analog to digital to, you know, it is what it is. I think somebody might have heard what you're talking about here, and maybe they'll work on fixing it, but. It's tough. It's a tough thing to get the right volume, because if you're too high or if you're too hot and you come on, there could be issues too. You can have feedback. It's a big mess. I'm not an engineer here, but I think that's part of the reasons they have you guys soft as well too. So who knows? But thank you for the information.
All right,
Tom.
Well, have a nice day.
Yeah, you too, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tom in Harwinton. He might become our new resident groupie.
Yeah, I would say so.
So we're going to take a quick break. All right, we have to get out of here, right, Carolyn? Take a quick break. And then we've got Anonymous on the line. Uh-oh. He or she doesn't want to give us the information about who they are. They're worried about the FBI listening. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. And get online during the break. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And coming up at 10:05, Wes Bryan will join us from the sunny state of Florida. He's part of IT Pro TV, and he'll tell you once he gets certified and what the certifications are, what you can do with them. You know, how you can turn that into your future. But in the meantime, we're going to go to Anonymous. It's a former Cisco employee who wants maybe to chat about some of the stuff we brought up earlier in the show. Good morning, Anonymous. Are you our new deep throat of Computer Talk?
I am.
All right.
I am.
All right. We're making news history here. What do you got for us?
I am a former Cisco employee, and I just wanted to relay some of my experiences with Huawei.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for Cisco with routers, and we found out at Cisco that Huawei had duplicated one of our routers so finely that even the spelling errors in the documentation had been copied by mm-hmm. Huawei, as well as, you know, the coders include comments mm-hmm. that they intend to comment out,
yep.
And that was all included. So Cisco made it a point not to have frivolous lawsuits, but they went after Huawei with, you know, big guns.
Mm-hmm.
And they did finally, I think Huawei went out of the router business maybe as a result of that.
Hmm.
But they were selling the routers for like a fraction of the cost.
Right.
Because they didn't have to do the research and development. You know, they just somehow maybe at a trade show got a copy, you know, got one of our Cisco's routers and
mm-hmm.
copied it to the nth degree. So I don't trust them.
You don't trust Huawei?
Correct.
We agree with you.
I just wanted to go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say this goes along with something that happened like, I don't know, 30 years ago, maybe 35, when the IBM PC came out.
Mm-hmm.
There were companies that were making IBM PCs
mm-hmm.
with the label,
yep.
everything, and people were buying them, and then they would have a problem with them. They'd go to IBM for support at
right.
the time, and you could actually get support from IBM,
mm-hmm.
and then IBM would say, I don't know, we don't know what that machine is.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it was a pirated machine, and a lot of them were made in China.
Yeah, China and counterfeiting is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, we are giving them all the information as to how to make this stuff in China on top of that. So nowadays, it's even worse. So
yeah, I mean, a lot of the big companies here are, you know, hiring Foxconn and other companies in China to build their stuff for them. And of course, they know what the designs are. Yeah. They have to make them. So.
Right.
Handing them the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah. So it must have been a crazy time. How far back was that when you went through that? Do you know? 90s?
No. I think it was like maybe between 2000 and 2006.
Okay. We'll see if we can find some articles on it, too. I bet you there have been.
It was while I was operating out of Texas, I think. So Cisco filed suit in Texas, I think it was.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the call, and thank you for adding to the program. We appreciate it very much.
Sure.
All awesome. Right.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Our own Deep Throat on WTIC's Computer
Very
Talk
enlightening. I really appreciated hearing about that.
I did too. Well, again, China, I bet you they didn't reprocess the actual manual. They just stole that too. I mean, they don't do anything. They just take. And I can't imagine any of them having anybody retype the manual with the spelling mistakes. They just simply copied it. I mean, they probably emailed somebody at Cisco, asked them for the password. They got in, took information, and moved on. That's how it worked. Let's go to Bob in Newington. What's happening, Bob?
Morning.
Morning, sir.
Got a couple questions. I just purchased an Apple computer, an iMac. 24
yeah.
inch.
Congratulations.
And thanks. And I got
WTIC.
Uh-oh.
In there, of course. And I was wondering, the hard drive that I had with the old computer it was in a solid state.
Yeah.
It was the old style spinning type Western Digital.
Yep.
Should I change or purchase a newer hard drive, SSD,
to do
without any moving parts?
Well, your new computer probably has an SSD.
Correct, but I was using it as an external backup hard drive.
Ah. Well, yeah, I mean, the external backup drive, if it's as old as it probably is, may not last that long anyways.
Yeah.
So replacement.
Oh, so it does break down.
Oh, like we all do.
Exactly.
Even the SSD?
Yep. SSD can break down.
They can degenerate, yes.
Based on reads and writes. So that's why we talk about not turning on hard drive maintenance. I mean, Windows 10 is smart enough, and this is the Windows world, to not run maintenance on SSDs, like defragging and all the things we used to do with slow spinny drives, because it just uses, you know, the sectors, right? So yes, anything can break at any time for no reason whatsoever, period.
Yeah. If it's electronic, it's prone to breakage.
Yeah.
And the last question I have was about GoNet speed.
Yes, sir.
It's on the street.
Oh my gosh.
And I have Frontier.
Okay.
Now, is Frontier still have fiber optics like GoNet speed?
They may offer it to you because they're worried about companies like GoNet speed taking their business, which I think is great, frankly. So you could get pricing from both, but I would tell you to consider GoNet speed. I doubt you're running at fiber speeds right now. You'd know it. So I would tell you to investigate getting GoNet speed for your home. I'm very close to getting it in my home as well. I'm so excited. I can't tell you. It's the way to go. It's the future. And having a third option is so, so refreshing in Connecticut, right? Aren't you tired of the incumbents pricing, charging us so much, right?
Yeah.
So I think you should take a hard look at it, Bob. If it's just you and how many folks are in the home?
My wife and I.
Yeah. If it's just the two of you, you don't even need to. You can just do the base package from GoNetSpeed. They'd be happy to connect you up, and you'd have plenty of bandwidth for the two of you.
All right.
And probably less expensive.
I should talk me into it.
All right. Check it out.
Okay. Thanks for the answers to my question. I appreciate it.
My pleasure,
Bob. You guys are great.
Thank you. All right. You guys are great, too, for calling us, because, again, Dennis and I don't want to talk about our kids and our cats. We will if we have to, but definitely not something we want to do. So we've got a couple lines wide open. Feel free to get on. Everything we've talked about today has been posted live by Mike G over at our Facebook page and our Twitter page, and Dennis is posting here in Crazy Lake on our regular page.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just found an article from 2003 about the Cisco lawsuit.
Awesome. So we'll post that.
We'll put that up for you.
Yeah, it's a big issue, guys, and so that'll be up there for you. Take a look at that. Everything is also, if you want to follow us on Facebook over here, follow us at Tab Computer Systems, like us, and all the news information will get into your news feed. And, of course, if you like or comment on our Facebook broadcast, Zuckerberg may deem it worthy, and it might get, you know, shared by other people, so they can check it out too. But it is kind of a mess when it comes to how this Facebook thing works.
And there's going to be changes to Facebook News and the Facebook feed too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're losing all sorts of customers. I mean, they are. That's fine too.
That's what the changes are about.
Oh, really? They're whining?
Well, they're altering how they work in order to accommodate the fan base, as it were, that they have.
To figure out the new addictive way to get us connected.
Yep.
So stick around, Jeff and Alfred. Two lines open for you. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Wes Bryan will be on next at 10:05 when we come back from the news. So if you guys want to hold through the news, I'd appreciate it. If not, you can call back too. But Wes will be coming on at 10:05. From IT Pro TV, he'll be talking about certifications, getting certified as an IT geek, and then taking those certifications and leveraging them into your future. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.